This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. The U.S. Supreme Court Monday heard arguments on a Colorado case, 303 Creative versus Elenas. The case asks whether creative businesses are exempt from Colorado's anti-discrimination laws. A Colorado website designer says she wants to create wedding sites, but not for gay couples. Colorado Solicitor General Eric Olson says businesses can't refuse people in a protected class.
The company can choose to sell websites that only feature biblical quotes describing a marriage as between a man and a woman, just like a Christmas store can choose to sell only Christmas-related items. The company just cannot refuse to serve gay couples, just as the Christmas store cannot announce no Jews allowed.
The designer's lawyer, Kristen Wagoner, says the case is not about the customer requesting service, but about the message requested.
But Colorado declares her speech a public accommodation and insists that she create and speak messages that violate her conscience.
A ruling is expected next year, and we'll hear more on the case in about 15 minutes. The U.S. House today could pass a bill to boost IT security at the Small Business Administration. Colorado Representative Jason Crow is behind the bill. It would require the office to prepare an annual report on cybersecurity strategy and to disclose any threats and breaches. Congressman Crow.
We need to bolster the SBA's cybersecurity so that the SBA can better protect small businesses' information and continue to help small businesses nationwide.
The bill has already passed the Senate. If it wins approval in the House, it goes to the president's desk. Colorado air regulators will let an oil and gas facility near Fort Collins reopen. Prospect Energy operates the storage tank site. Colorado air regulators shut it down in August after repeated odor complaints from neighbors. The state confirmed it was leaking hydrogen sulfide, a toxic flammable gas. To reopen, the company must install new air monitors and inspect the site with leak-detecting cameras every 2 weeks. It's mostly sunny along the Front Range today. Highs close to 50 around Denver and in the 40s tomorrow. This is CPR News.